Parental abuse is not the only cause of disorganized attachment. Parents who are preoccupied with their own trauma, such as domestic abuse or rape, or the recent death of a parent or sibling, may also be too emotionally unstable and inconsistent to offer much comfort and protection. While all parents need all the help they can get to help raise secure children, traumatized parents in particular need help to be attuned to their children's needs. Caregivers often don't realize that they are out of tune. I vividly remember a videotape Beatrice Beebe showed me. It featured a young mother playing with her 3-month-old infant. Everything was going well until the baby pulled back and turned its head away, signaling that he needed a break. But the mother did not pick up on his cue, and she intensified her efforts to engage him by bringing her face closer to his and increasing the volume of her voice. When he recoiled even more, she kept bouncing and poking him. Finally, he started to scream, at which point the mother put him down and walked away, looking crestfallen. She obviously felt terrible, but she had simply missed the relevant cues. It's easy to imagine how this kind of misattunement, repeated over and over again, can gradually lead to a chronic disconnection. Anyone who's raised a colicky or hyperactive baby knows how quickly stress rises when nothing seems to make a difference. Chronically failing to calm her baby down and establish an enjoyable face-to-face interaction, the mother is likely to come to perceive him as a difficult child who makes her feel like a failure and give up on trying to comfort her child. In practice, it often is difficult to distinguish the problems that result from disorganized attachment from those that result from trauma. They are often intertwined. My colleague, Rachel Yehuda, studied rates of PTSD in adult New Yorkers who had been assaulted or raped. Those whose mothers were Holocaust survivors with PTSD had a significantly higher rate of developing serious psychological problems after these traumatic experiences. The most reasonable explanation is that their upbringing had left them with a vulnerable physiology, making it difficult for them to regain their equilibrium after being violated. Yehuda found a similar vulnerability in the children of pregnant women who were in the World Trade Center that fatal day in 2001.